Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and I am so sick of having to report on this stuff, but it just keeps rolling out because people don't learn. We just go in circles. Everyone falls for one side or the other. We are being played, my friends. We're all being played in this war against humanity. This out of Natural News. Any Brits who retweet material deemed as inciting hatred to be rounded up and charged by the police state. It's almost like they are wanting us to rise up. It's almost like they want to control the uprising in order to benefit themselves in this war against humanity. They need as much chaos in order to get order. And we're going to go into this as we're seeing, you know, insane news coming out of the UK as we see civil war is indeed inevitable, as Elon Musk said, but there's more to it than that. Of course, he is playing one of the sides of this card here, and we have to be very careful about that, as I've reported on before. We are seeing this massive move into censorship, arrests of people worldwide for saying things online if they're a UK citizen. And by the way, as a Canadian, I come very, very close to being under that jurisdiction, while Canada is pushing the same thing with digital IDs, same with Australia, same with New Zealand. But nonetheless, it's getting more and more dangerous. And of course, they are promoting these riots. They want civil war in almost every major country in the world right now in order to collapse the West in favor of the East. They are just watching us kill each other, die as a culture, and bring in the Great Reset. That's what it's all about. UK government is supercharging its assault on free speech, both within the UK and globally. Now, I recently did a video called Civil War in the UK, the Controlled Collapse of the West. It's a script. Beware of false idols. I highly recommend people watch that video for a more macro scale view of like a 1,000-foot view of exactly how this is affecting them, how they're being manipulated. But nonetheless, I wanted to go into some more recent news as well, including how they're utilizing the school system to push this insanity and the censorship right now. And of course, we'll talk about where the censorship is actually going, because it's actually far more dangerous. It leads to your food. It leads to your electricity. It leads to your internet usage, your travel, every basic thing that you think that you can, well, maybe you take it for granted. I don't know. It is right on the line as far as what you say, what you think coming up in the future. So I'm going to get into this and more today, but before I do, I urge people to check those links below. Go and check out whambeef.com. That's W-A-M-B-E-E-F. If you use W-A-M-B-E-E-F, when you go to that site, you'll get 25% off on your order. It's amazing. We're talking about freeze-dried steaks, 10-plus year shelf life. Again, there's 12 servings per bag. You're saving money over this. You're saving yourself from the poison mRNA meat and, of course, the push to ban meat, which in the rations in the social credit world that we're walking into with digital IDs, you won't be able to access this stuff in the future. This is a real world solution. So stock up on it. No mRNA jabs in it. No lab grown meat. All American beef, 100% natural. Shelf life of 10 plus years, 12 servings per bag. You help support farmers. You help support good companies. And you fight back against the agenda, against all of you in the Great Reset, to ration your food, make you eat bugs, and make you eat injected poison meats. So they're already doing this. Get on this today. Stock up while you still can. That's whambeef.com, all linked in the description. Also, if you want to help support us, we really need your help. Over the last 2 years, you guys have donated a lot to us and have made it possible for us to survive, but we are absolutely obliterated right now. And as per usual, it goes up and down, but right now we are dealing with really, really, really hard times as far as financially. So because we're controversial, including in the independent media, because we tell the truth, we don't make basically anything and we're always check to check. So we have gogetfunding.com linked in the description. I appreciate any help we can get. Seriously, we have, of course, Subscribestar. We have Patreon. Both of them, we have a subscriber-only content that you can access if you pay $4.99 a month or more. So I highly recommend people go and check that out in the description. That's gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a PayPal address, ancientwonderstelevision@gmail.com, as well as, of course, our Bitcoin address and our Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, which I think are a big way to get out of this mess we're in. So check that link in those links in the description, and I'll get into this here because we have some really crazy news happening here. This is what they were warming up with the COVID stuff. This is what they were warming up with the Tavistock Institute and, of course, the Operation Mockingbird media. But this is getting to that next step. What they use on social media to censor people, which only affected them on social media, is now affecting them in real life with prison time, and many people are actually getting convicted right now. It's not just a hoax. This is happening. So this is out of Natural News. Any Brits who retweet material deemed as inciting hatred to be rounded up and charged by the police state. And by the way, this is already happening. They've already pushed this. Humza Yousaf previously in Scotland pushed this and pushed for the arrest of J.K. Rowling, talking about a 7-year prison sentence for offending people. And this includes just retweeting people, as I've previously reported, but it's just getting crazier. It says Muslim migrants are reportedly tearing up the country of Great Britain right now as they clash with native Brits who are tired of all the immigration chaos. And the British government's priority focus is to punish citizens for inciting hatred. Stephen Parkinson, the director of public prosecution of England and Wales, issued a public statement that native Brits had better stop speaking their minds on social media or else they will be rounded up and charged by law enforcement. We saw this in Australia and Canada during the COVID stuff, by the way. And I quote, the offense for incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material, which is insulting, lots of us in there, or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred, Parkinson says. So if you retweet that, you're republishing that and potentially you're committing that offense. Okay, so you are under attack if you say, I don't like that migrants are invading certain places. And of course, that is the case. They are, though it's much more difficult than that, much more deeper than that, because UK government, the Israeli government have been involved, including the people involved in the protests, the counter protests against the migrants funded by the Israeli government, with like people like Tommy Robinson, who is a complete shill for the Israeli government. And the Israeli government is a same state that is bragging about implanting migrants all over the West and destabilizing it as they push their Greater Israel project and expand throughout the region. So this is happening from both angles. They're murdering kids. Yes. So is the Israeli government, by the way. The left says we want censorship over this. The right says they want censorship over anti-Semitism. It is the same thing. One just seems a little bit better than the other, and we'll get into that in a moment. But it doesn't change the fact that it's perpetuation of the same problem as long as people keep going on and on and on forever with this insane psyop. This is a complete psychological operation. It's all fake. The fake mainstream alternative media is pushing this very hard, just like the mainstream media is pushing the other side. It's counter narratives and people are falling for it again. And it's pushing civil war because they need that in order to bring in the Great Reset, in order to bring in emergency lockdowns, in order to restrict speech all the way down to the food supply, the grid, the cyber world, including your ability to travel in your 15-minute cities. On one side, emergency orders because of war, civil war and world war, which are pushing at the same time. On the other side, restrictions on climate policies and food shortages and all these things that stem from this insanity. And of course, these censorship policies, which are just the beginning of the rollout into social credit, carbon credit, on digital IDs, on central bank digital currencies attached to 15-minute cities. Every single moment is controlled. This is worse than Orwell. This is more like Logan's Run. And if you haven't read the book or watched the film Logan's Run, I urge you to watch it because the similarities are crazy. And I've done videos a couple of years ago talking about exactly how similar that movie and that book is to what is happening currently today. But this is about riling people up. At the same time, they want people riled up. They want people angry. That's why they're doing this. It's just a perpetuation. And that doesn't mean do nothing. Of course, you have to do things, but it isn't involving burning down businesses, nor is it, which helps them, by the way, nor is it supporting one political party or another, because that's a dead end. They've been doing this forever. And they're very good at psychologically manipulating you to see the politics as the only option, the only way forward. And everything else is sitting on their hands, even though rejecting the system withdrawing from the system is the opposite of sitting on your hands. So when we see this, they have this rolling out at a hyperspeed by criminalizing, it says, open discussion and sharing of content online relating to the unrest in the UK. The new socialist UK government under two-tier Keir, assisted by an ideologically two-tier police force, is suppressing dissent. The regime is undermining the right to freedom of expression, which includes the right to criticize and question government institutions. Remember, my friends, they already said there's been you know, predictions from decades ago that 2026 or so, we'll see the last president and prime ministers of these countries, and we'll see this move into a reset. I mean, King, of course, we have King Charles, Mr. Sausage Fingers, who, of course, is good friends with was good friends with Jimmy Savile, as was Keir Starmer, and has been the main guy rolling out the Great Reset. He was the Great Reset King. He went to the opening announcement with Klaus Schwab for this, and Klaus Schwab says the role model for the Great Reset is China. That's technocracy. That is a complete technocratic overtaking of the world and a push into a new system of governance that is digital and financial and credit-based. This out of the DailyBell.com says, totalitarian UK schools to teach students to identify extremist content online. Is this irony? I'm not sure, because I went to public school. The Guardian says that children in England will be taught how to spot extremist content and misinformation online under planned changes to the school curriculum, the education secretary has said. Bridget Phillipson said she was launching a review of the curriculum in primary and secondary schools to embed critical thinking across multiple subjects and arm children against putrid conspiracy theories. The government indoctrination camp strikes again. This is why they got rid of the mother at home and push her to work. She pays the taxes. She is never happy. She's never around her children. The government then raises the children. Call me sexist. That was the goal. That's openly what they said. That's what Edward Bernays pushed. So that is not some kind of crazy conspiracy theory. And now look what it has gotten us. It has brought us all the way full circle to a complete spiral of tyranny and disorder, which then brings in more order. You know, David Icke has been talking about this because, you know, we have people like Ollie London, who is a part of the mainstream alternative media, who pushes Israel and is a complete Zionist shill. But he is pushing the both sides narrative, just like Luke Radowski, just like Tim Pool, just like a lot of these people that have fallen for it in independent media, but not David Icke, not us, not James Corbett, not people like that. But Ollie London says, Humza Yousaf threatens legal action after Elon Musk called him super, super racist over the former Scottish first minister's anti-white rhetoric and history of race baiting. Musk responded by saying, I dare that scumbag to sue me. Okay, now we got the counter narratives once again. David Icke says, divide and rule over and over. Team Elon or Team Humza? How about Team Truth or Team Fact? Whoever speaks it as at the time, no matter if we agree with them or on anything else. Musk and Yousaf are both polarities playing out their public feud, creating more division that the shadow people so love. Is that a coincidence, Mr. Musk? And it is rather typical that Yousaf can throw around the term racist whenever he likes, but when that is directed at him, he runs home crying to his mom. See, David is always really good at showing that both sides are playing a part in this game. Of course, Elon Musk is a guy that wants to put brain implants, chips in your brain that are connected to a Pentagon-funded mesh network. Praise to the Wailing Wall in Israel and supports that genocide. It is sick. It is sick. It's all part of one grand agenda. And of course, they have to play out the controlled opposing narratives. It used to be CNN versus Fox News. Now it's mainstream media versus mainstream alternative media with controlled opposing narratives. And it is just pathetic. You know, we have so many people like Jordan Peterson that are in on that. You know, We Are Change is in on it. Tim Pool is in on it. Tim Truth, who has been attacking me recently, is in on it. It's just playing the narrative game that perpetually keeps people mindless and empty and never solving any of the problems. And we'll get into that more in a moment. But the UK police have never spoken like this before. It's like they're trying to antagonize tens of millions of people or peaceful, sensible Brits who simply want a conversation. That is exactly what they want. They're misdirecting. It's called a limited hangout. Tell part of the truth, but not the entirety of the truth, in order to misdirect people in the wrong direction. So we have another narrative that can be controlled. So they say, we are coming for you. The full force of the law is coming for you. Not the migrants that are raping women and stuff. And by the way, most of the migrants aren't doing that. They've been imported with, against their wishes from places that have been heavily bombed by Israel and the United States and Britain. So it's a circle. But a lot of them are imported military age men that are put into places culturally not connected to Britain and shifting the entire place so everyone feels alienated. And then you have these cases of these crimes that adds fuel to the fire. The culture feels at risk, which it is, but by design. And then you have conflict in the streets, and then they use that conflict to their benefit, the state. I wrote on Twitter today because I'm just so sick of all this. I'm tired, my friends. You might notice I haven't been making many videos lately. I wrote on Twitter today at World Alt Media, and by the way, I urge you to go follow me there. I said, it's frustrating making content these days. Most don't listen. Most want to replace one master with another master. They fall for it time and time again. Few that claim they're awake are anywhere near being awake. Most will find a cult to be comfortable in, and the problems perpetuate forever. I become a messenger and I'm attacked. I will continue doing the work I do, but I haven't posted much this past week. I'm tired. It's been 18 years. And of course, I was proven right immediately. Immediately, the responses to me were, this guy says, there's a lot of anti-Semitism that makes it hard to fully endorse you here, and a lot of fear porn that's always been an issue with your content, to which I, of course, responded, see, this is what I mean. Anti-Semitism for calling out a real agenda for a greater Israel project, which the Israeli government says they're doing themselves, an agenda that also includes killing all Christians, Muslims, and atheists while they're at it. Fear porn. The world is in a state of inversion and decay. It's normal to feel fear about it. I try to provide solutions, but it's not fear porn. It's the truth. Ignoring it is to the detriment of the human race. And these people that pretend to be awake throw around buzzwords like a social justice warrior while parading their hero worship in their profile picture. This guy has a photo of Trump as his profile picture. Again, these people are not awake and can never get past the obvious inverted reality and their slave masters. This is why I'm tired of making videos. I mean, really, I'm getting really, really sick of a lot of this stuff. Another guy wrote, commented on my post, what's the alternative? Watch a leader you don't like, do things you don't like, sit down and take it, or support a leader that is the lesser of two evils? Damned if you do, damned if you don't. The game is rigged. These people are all on the Jones plantation. Pick my master, pick my plantation master. I responded to him by saying, this has been happening since ancient Greece. This notion is why we can't have nice things. People are still making retarded lesser of two evil remarks in 2024. Wake up. It's not left or right enslavement. It's enslavement or freedom. Sitting down and taking it is literally voting for the system which you're calling for. I'm so sick of having to go over this, my friends. Again, I go into it deeper in my video, Civil War in the UK, which I urge people to go and check out on Rumble or BitChute at World Alternative Media. But I'm so sick of this. It just goes in circles forever. No one ever learns. This time, maybe this will protect us. We got to think about what will protect us from this next thing, this other thing over here that has been placed in front of us by design so that we go in circles forever. I also did a video recently with Dan Dix, James Corbett, Derek Bros on Derek Bros' channel, Ryan Christian, Melissa Melton, Aaron Dykes, which I urge people to go and check out, where I break down this PSYOP as well. But I'm just so sick of it. I haven't been making many videos lately because they're trying to control the media, the independent media, the mainstream alternative media especially, but also just the alternative media in general, into taking the bait and falling into this trap, this psychological operation, which is being unveiled. Civil war in the US, civil war in the UK, civil war throughout Europe, World War III, all these different things, all by design, all created as so in order to bring about the reset. They need all of this stuff simultaneously to win. And the left and the right are doing it. Everyone inside that bullshit spectrum is going for it. Oh, Trump worship or demoralization with the weakness of the other side. It's the polarizing views that create this problem in the first place. And then people look at the state as the only solution for the problems that the state created in the first place. I'm just sick of it. I'm just totally sick of it. I will continue to shout from mountaintops because it's what I'm here on earth for. But I'm really sick of it. And I'm sure many of you can tell because I've been talking about this for 18 years now, and especially the last 11 years, getting on it really hardcore, 11 or 12 years. And it just seems like everyone that wakes up, 90% of them fall back into it. Now, yes, there's more people awake than ever before, but there's more people asleep than ever before because the population is bigger. This is just how that works. So yes, we do have more people awake. We do see more viewership from a newer generation. By the way, I'm seeing a lot of people that are like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 watching these videos, commenting, saying like, hey, I'm this age. I'm doing that. It's amazing. I'm happy to see that. We are seeing a shift. I was one of those people at that age too. But we're also seeing people who have known about these truths since the 1960s or 70s in some cases. falling for the new trap. Oh, Trump, Trump, Trump. Take the guns first, due process later. Bow to Israel, make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. I mean, come on. I'm a globalist and a nationalist, he says. Mr. Operation Warp Speed, take the injections. Still says take the injections to this day while also saying, well, maybe there's some problems with it. Oh, maybe he can get the Bitcoin crowd by saying, even though he previously wanted to ban Bitcoin, okay, yeah, we should look into Bitcoin for our reserves. Sounds great. We should free Ross. Why didn't you do it before? It's just, they're not in power. If they were, they wouldn't be allowed to be in power. They'd be killed. People will say, well, they tried to kill him. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. But if he died, civil war. And they wouldn't kill him because he's against the deep state. They kill him because it is beneficial for them to have this, have the make him a martyr and create the conflict. And if they miss, they got the hero worship. Like I said, one of the two most dangerous things in politics, hero worship and demoralization. And that creates the collapse of civilization. That creates war, strife on the ground. That creates a new narrative that people will fall for because it's chaos and everyone thinks they're in a movie. And it is a movie because it's all scripted and it has been for a long time. Anyway, that is where I'm getting at. Okay, so what do we do? Well, not voting, not doing any of that shit, because that is just perpetuating the same problem, voting for the system that creates it in the first place, having pedophiles and rapists run the world. Oh, well, maybe without them, it will be chaos. Well, they're creating the chaos, though. They're creating the problem to get a reaction, to bring in the solution and repeat. And, oh, well, but there's bad people on the streets. Yeah, so put them in government, because that don't... Sorry, guys, my internet went down, and I think we are still good. Yeah, I'm in Mexico, and it's raining, so... That kind of stuff might happen from time to time. But nonetheless, this idea, what I was saying is what we have, you know, order out of chaos. And then they say, okay, well, there's chaos in the streets. What do we do to stop it? We need to vote for people, right? Well, those people are the ones creating chaos. It goes in circles. And well, there's bad people out there. Well, then what? Put them in government and make them run the show? It's complete bullshit. It's not the answer to the question. The reality is, the solution is down to you as an individual. In this reset, you as an individual will be the solution to your problem. Look in the mirror. You have the ability. You're endowed by God with these responsibilities to do great things in your life. Independence is based in humanity, freedom. It's synonymous. And in that, you must take advantage of withdrawing from the system that is convenient, because tyranny comes under the guise of convenience. It keeps you in that foxhole, essentially, never allowing you to leave. And then you're fed and you're dependent, and the government is dependent on the dependence of the populace. As collectivism begets collectivism, you need to do things more inconvenient, withdraw from the system as much as you can. And that involves food, water, shelter, self-defense. You're not gathering things for the toughest guy on the block. Gold, silver, in physical value. Of course, this is not investment advice. It's what I believe. Privacy coins, stuff like that. Of course, community is very important. Withdrawing from the system involves not depending on the government food supply, which is what we're seeing in the stores right now, which is poison anyway. Not depending on the monetary system, which can enslave us via, especially not just with fiat and inflation, but also with the coming CBDCs. So with that said, my friends, I'm going to show you guys, as always, my favorite solutions for these problems right now, which we try to provide all the time. That includes whambeef.com. Again, that's freeze-dried steak, 10-year shelf life, 12 servings per bag. If you use code whambeef, W-A-M-B-E-E-F, you'll save 25% on your order. This allows you to maintain this for years on end. You don't have to worry about being bankrupted of your meat, four-seed lab-grown or mRNA meat or bug meat. This is an option. So I urge people to seriously check out whambeef.com, 12 servings per bag. It's a really great deal overall. It allows you to avoid the Great Reset in a lot of big ways. Of course, another thing that people should be storing up on is heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off as well as free shipping in the United States. This is life-saving, my friends. Plant the seeds, and while you wait for it to harvest in a tower garden or whatever it might be, then you could eat the storable foods so that you aren't poisoned by them. You aren't forced into their ration system, controlled in every single way, the ultimate censorship system. That is what it is. So please be careful. Please get on this. Save yourself, save your family. Of course, we have things like Wild Pastures, where you can get 20% off your life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. No mRNA, no GMOs, no hormones, no antibiotics, no steroids, no chemicals of any kind. All raised on regenerative family farms in 48 U.S. states, delivered to your door, temperature-controlled, customizable as you see fit. Highly recommend. So help the farmers, help yourself, help save your money at the same time. I highly recommend getting on this today, my friends. As I've mentioned previously, firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult/. This is a way you can buy physical gold and silver. You have to use that exact link. It's on our Rumble or a BitChute at World Alternative Media. You can buy physical gold or silver, hold it in your hand, put it in a vault, or put it in an IRA, and you could work with Mark Gonzalez, a good friend of ours. We've done many videos with him that I urge you to check out. You can schedule an appointment for a free consultation and a complimentary investor package through that link. And of course, in the comments, just let him know when you sign up that you found him through WAM, W-A-M, or World Alternative Media, and you'll appreciate it, and we will appreciate it as well. Finally, as we close this off, I urge people to check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. You could use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and save money on your order. There's been a recent big pharma propaganda campaign attacking it, and people in alternative media, including Tim Truth, who won't even show his face and blocks anyone from criticizing him and is still on YouTube somehow, has been pushing the big pharma propaganda regarding this. Don't buy it. We're going to follow up with a video soon taking down all of his claims, which are absolutely ridiculous. But this stuff, I believe, is life-saving. So please go and check that out. The backup studies that we have on this are just insane. So check that out in the description below. And as always, my friends, if you want to help support us, we cannot do it without you. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. On our Patreon and Subscribestar, it's at $4.99 a month or up. We have exclusive videos for subscribers only. So we urge people to go and check that out. We truly appreciate the help. We cannot survive without you. So please consider helping us out there. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. Sorry for the glitch in the video at the end there where the internet went down and closed the recording. But it's Mexico and it's pouring rain outside. It's rain season. So that's what happens. I appreciate everyone watching. We have a Teespring store for merchandise. We have a Bitcoin address and a Coin Tree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. You can find us on, of course, Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigerton, and on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And as always, my friends, live freely, live by example, fight back against this psyop, my friends. We can't fall for it. This is Josh Sigerton signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.